Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. It's time to welcome into the studio Lark Trigstad. Hi, Lark.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I should have worn my Hawkeye shirt today. Dang it.
Oh, you forgot your Hawkeye shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got what, Hawkeyes and Cyclones?
Yeah, and the flag that's split in half.
The flag that's split?
The home that's divided.
So when the game is being played,
it's all quiet. Yeah, they're down in
one
Ames.
Room here.
No,
room here.
They go to. It's supposed to be the ESPN thing this time.
So oh yeah,
they're all excited about that.
So they're going to be jumping up and down behind the camera.
I guess.
Okay, we'll be watching.
Mother Hawkeye will be at home.
Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about caring for elderly relatives and how to handle, well, family conflicts.
There you go. all families have disagreements from time to time. And like I just said, in our family, I fly one of those Iowa Hawkeye / Cyclone flags in our driveway to defend my alma mater and the University of Iowa. You see, my husband and I are proud parents of 5 Iowa State graduates.
Uh-huh. It is probably good-hearted disagreement, but sometimes family conflicts can get blown out of proportion. And according to the Family Caregiver Alliance, it shouldn't surprise anyone that sensitive family dynamics can be one of the most challenging aspects of caregiving for an elder, given the tremendous financial, physical, and emotional demands that are involved.
Right. And according to the experts, disagreements arise because of roles and rivalries dating back to childhood, disagreements over an elder's condition and capabilities, disagreements over financial matters and other practical issues, and finally, burden of care.
And there are ways to avoid family blow-ups, as outlined in an article from caring.com. And this is the first one's kind of interesting, I think.
Yeah.
Hold regular family meetings.
Yes.
Why, of course. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Divide the labor. Make an effort to communicate. Well, sure. And then offer help. Even if you live far away.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. That's where SageLink comes in handy. But be a part of the solution. If you find yourself in conflict with another family member when caring for an elderly relative, take a step back and get some perspective. Consider your own role in the conflict and ask yourself if you're acting out an old family role or resentment.
Mm-hmm. Common family conflict often is determining if mom or dad need help.
Exactly.
And I think the key word there is need.
Right.
Yeah.
Lots of baby boomers and siblings find themselves fighting about their aging parents, and emotionally loaded subjects can bring out the worst in families.
Should mom be allowed to stay in her home even though she's really not safe living alone?
Right.
How about the driving issue?
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Touchy.
Does one parent have Alzheimer's or some other dementia, and siblings are in denial maybe about that?
Oh, yes. And on our website, northiowasagelink.com, on the Everyday Caregiver How-Tos tab, under the picture, there's a neat little tool that you can click on, and it's the first kind of concrete step to assessing, does your loved one need help?
Got to what, look under the picture there? Is
yeah,
that what it is?
Yeah, you need to click under there, and then it's pretty basic. But it may be the white flag needed to start communicating. There's a list of things there. Maybe you can start off with the top five there.
Does your loved one need help? Warning signs? difficulty walking, unsteady when standing, maybe some falls.
Frailty, yep.
Poor grooming, personal hygiene, you'd start to see that, soiled clothing.
And there you go, that diminished driving skills. And boy, that's a hard one. Near accidents and recent accidents. But, you know, if they lose interest in activities, reluctance to socialize, difficulty concentrating and poor judgment can lead to memory loss, forgetfulness, confusion, mishandled medications, and persistent fatigue. These are all signs.
Yeah, personality changes. Past due bills. There you go.
Ooh, that's a big one.
They're just kind of ignoring that, and they just, it's just, it's
yeah. It's a signal.
Yeah, poor housekeeping, that type of thing.
Ooh, that's hitting close to home
there. Oh, stop now, Laura. Stop.
That's a good thing about your eyesight becoming a little less accurate. You don't see all the dust.
Well, yeah. But the idea is communicate. I think that's
really
what it is.
And so many times. Did you see that about Dr. Oz, that his mom has Alzheimer's now?
Yeah.
That was on. And his big first thing was, oh, my gosh, I missed all the signs. So I think that's pretty pertinent to what we're talking about today.
Missed all the signs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you feel guilty about it.
You feel guilty that you didn't see it.
And you kind of cover, you know, oh, that she didn't mean to forget, or I've done that before, those kind of things. But
yeah, well, it does make you think. And
I'm an only child, so I can't get into too many fights with anyone.
Yeah, but but even as an only child, you got to know that you're not alone, and that's
absolutely,
and that's with your website that you offer. I mean, people can go find some great information to help themselves.
24/7, that's the deal. Go Hawks and Cyclones. My favorite Hawkeye is Herky.
You like Herky the Hawk, do you?
Yeah, to see how dedicated my kids are. Cy was at our youngest son's wedding. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be a fun game and a fun matchup. And if the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes can get along together this weekend.
It's loud down there when they come in. Whew.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully everybody can walk away from the weekend and still be smiling at one another.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hope. Mark, thanks a bunch.
Bye-bye.
That is our Caregiver Corner for this week on AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming.